I was wondering if you think there's ever going to be a point where you think that it's going to be finished, where you're going to poke at it and you're going to go, you know, I don't think there's anything else we can do to this. It's pretty much we're out of ideas.
No. No. These things are never finished, man. I mean, it's going to go on forever. I confidently expect, and of course, you know, I rather hope, but that people will be playing Puzzle Pirates in, you know, 10 years or more. And I confidently expect that there will be people who are adding stuff to the game at that time. I mean, it may be in 10 years that Three Rings is no longer supporting the game because maybe Three Rings won't exist, or you know, who knows? I hope it does, but and I hope it is still supporting the game. But you know, even so, there are lots of scenarios. I mean, we would not intentionally let the game die, and I think that you know, there would certainly be the possibility of, you know, volunteers picking the game up and adding more stuff and so on and so forth, even in a very long time. So, yeah, and you know, there's always going to be stuff to add, man. I mean, poor. I can't imagine being able to think that the game's done, or being able to think that there aren't things in the game that you wouldn't want to change. I think that's the nature of, you know, if there are people playing, then there should be change. If nobody's playing, of course, then it will become a sad and quiet place, but probably still sit there on a server somewhere because, you know, servers aren't expensive to have knocking around.
I'd like to say, since my mic wasn't working before, my favorite part of the game is your willingness to change it for the people who play it. And I think you've done a really good job of customizing it for the players.
Thanks. Yeah, well, it's tough, right? It's tough to know what to do, and what the right thing is. And you know, there's the players we have now. There's the, you know, greeny hordes of Doom, and there's the potential players who we'd like to have in the future. And so we're always trying to sort of balance things out and find the right path. So swings and roundabouts, but hopefully we are generally moving in a positive and forward direction.
So does your girlfriend play?
Yeah, she does actually. She got really, really into it. She's kind of busy and doesn't play as much as she would like to, but yeah, she plays and she enjoys it. She wants more clothes. She keeps asking me, "Why don't you give me more stuff? Why can't I have an octopus?" I'm like, "No, you can't have any of that stuff." So there you go. Yeah, she, you know, kind of a secret. And no, I'm not going to tell you who she is.
Do you play anything except for your blue character?
Not recently, no. I used to. Back in beta, I had a crew and a flag and all sorts of stuff. And I got thoroughly addicted to my own game, which was great. It was really fun. But I haven't really done a lot of that since. And I guess I've just been real busy. And I should probably give that another crack, actually. Start from scratch, see where I can go.
I think you should come back and play with everybody. That would be fun.
Well, I think, you know, you're asking two things, right? There's Cleaver playing with everyone, which is, you know, being the sort of, woo, Cleaver's on the ship, and that's playing a anonymous character that no one would know who I was. And I think, you know, both would be good.
Yeah, I was thinking coming back and playing as a regular pirate.
Well, no one would ever know then, would they?
You would tell us.
No, I wouldn't.
Maybe he's Thanos.
No.
Curses. All my secrets are revealed.
I thought I was Thanos.
Dennis is just everyone. I thought everybody knew that.
Oh God.
We all know secret identities have a way of getting around.
Thanos is Nemo, really. It's all true.
And you're Robert
I knew
Downey.
I didn't like that guy.
Don't tell anyone, but it's a big secret. I'm actually Steve Dave.
Shocking.
What?
No, I'm Steve Dave. Well, I'm the greatest Steve Dave, anyways.
Oh, I got another one, by the way. With all the greenies that keep coming in, if they start to get sent to the other oceans, that's, you know, pertaining to the Shanghai points, is there eventually going to be another way to get ships renamed? Because, you know, there's only going to be so many greenies coming in every month.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we'll see. There's still sort of pretty healthy influx, and eventually we'll have to rethink that, though. You're right, because sooner or later that's likely to drop off, especially when we have many more oceans. But yeah, I'm not entirely happy with the way Shanghai's work either, and I think we may consider doing some revisions there. I think it's worked pretty well as, you know, just a sort of incentive and a fun thing for people to have, but maybe there's some other stuff we could do.